Imagine this. You walk into your favorite cafe. A little bell chimes, you glance at the community wall, and there's a poster that reads like a riddle. The headline is clever, the illustration is lovely, but everyone thinks it's advertising a poetry night, not a local furniture shop. That single misread stopped a whole campaign dead in its tracks and saved the client thousands. Welcome. This is Learning with the Tools of the Imagination. I'm Michael Wallace, and today we're talking about poster tests, guerrilla experiments that tell you what your visuals actually say in the wild. Quick roadmap. Today I'll show you three moves. 1, design for constraints, so your message can't be misread. 2, guerrilla production hacks, so you can test cheaply and fast. And 3, measurement shortcuts, so you get a signal you can trust. The download starter templates and measurement sheets are available when you register at mgwdstudios.com/submit if you want the visuals to follow along.
Before we dive in, a quick note. These are low-cost, high-feedback experiments. They're not art shows. They're laboratory runs. Keep them tight, repeatable, and ethical.
Segment 1. Foundation. Why run physical tests at all when screens exist? Because paper behaves differently. A poster shares space with peeling paint, espresso steam, and passing glances. It competes with real life. Screens tell you how long someone stares at a pixel. A poster tells you who actually stops. So start every test by answering one question. Pick one. Is it noticed? Does the tone read as intended? Does the call to action actually get a response?
Design for constraints. Use a single message. Limit the palette. 2 colors max. Limit copy. 1 headline, 1 subhead, 1 action. Constraints force clarity. If your headline can be skimmed and still understood, you're already ahead. And don't fall in love with nuance at this stage. The goal is a binary signal. It landed or it didn't.
A practical manifesto I use in workshops. If you need a paragraph to explain your poster, shrink the poster. Test the smallest version that could possibly communicate the core action.
Segment 2. Tools and production hacks. There are 3 low-cost paths I lean on. 1, print on demand. Order a small run of posters or postcards, 25 to 100 pieces, from an online printer. 2, stickers and hand-cut runs. Stickers are great for heat maps, where people touch, where they look. 3, community bulletin swaps. Partner with cafes, libraries, co-ops. Ask for permission, always. And offer to leave a small stack of postcards as reciprocity.
From a signage and interior perspective, I'll add material matters. Matte paper sits differently under warm cafe light than glossy paper under fluorescent office light. If you want to test tone, mimic where the final piece will live. Also, if you're doing stickers, test different adhesives. If people peel them off, that's feedback too.
Great point, Anthony. Material equals context. Location selection is the next leverage point. Pick 2 locations that are similar but geographically separate for a simple A-B. Run the same poster in both places for a short, identical window, 2 to 5 days. Track the same metric in both spots so you can compare apples to apples. Metrics can be simple. Number of QR scans, number of tally marks on a card attached to the poster, or a promo code used in store.
And for copy visual recipes, stick to the basics. Bold headline, 1 supporting visual that points the eye, and a single CTA that's easily executed. If you want a CTA to drive online action, use a short, memorable code on the poster rather than a long URL. Or, better, QR that lands on a 1-question microsurvey.
On-site prototyping hacks. Print a single 11x17, tape it up with painter's tape, and stand back for 15 minutes. Count how many people actually notice it. Swap the headline and try again. I call these micro-iterations. They're cheap, fast, and teach you whether your hierarchy reads quickly. If you can, photograph the poster in context for the measurement sheet. Lighting, competing signage, foot traffic. Those photos will help you interpret outliers later.
Segment 3. Real-world application. Let me tell you a compact deconstruction from the studio. We had a client launching a small furniture line. We did a $45 print run, 50 posters, 2 locations. The creative team loved a typographic minimalist poster with a poetic line. The poster got looks, but the QR scans were negligible. At location A, we swapped to a brighter image of a chair and a clearer CTA.
Sit in store today, show this code. The scans tripled. That one metric told us that story. Tone was interesting, but clarity drove visits.
That mirrors what I see. Imagery sells the intent. People need to know what you're offering within a glance. The small photo of the chair removed ambiguity and made it trackable. For interior spaces, that meant fewer calls asking, "What is this?" and more foot traffic asking, "Where do I try this?"
Handoff notes for scaling winners. Once a test wins, document everything. File names, exact copy, paper stock, mount method, and the time window. Create an asset packet that a production partner can use without guessing. That prevents creative drift when you scale to a larger run.
Okay, imagination break. I want you to take 60 seconds with me. Ready? Pause the episode if you need. I'll wait. If you're driving, just listen and plan mentally. First, pick one action your poster must produce. Get someone into the store. Sign up for a workshop. Scan a QR. Write that down. Pick one headline, 6 words or fewer. Choose one visual element, a silhouette, a photo, or a bold color block. Choose your single metric, scans, visits, or tally marks. That's it. One action, one headline, one visual, one metric. 60 seconds starts now.
60 seconds up. How did that feel? Often people overcomplicate. The discipline of single-minded testing trims the noise and gives you fast feedback.
Quick checklist to run this week. 1. Pick the single question you want answered. 2. Design within strict constraints. 1 headline, 2 colors max. 3. Pick 2 locations and run a small A/B. 4. Use a repeatable metric, QR code use or a tally card. 5. Document environment photos and exact materials. Repeat and compare.
Before we close, 2 ethical notes. Always ask permission when placing anything on private property. Use community boards or partner businesses when possible. If you're unsure, buy a small paid placement. And recognize bias. A coffee shop crowd isn't a census. Run paired location A/Bs and repeat small tests across different contexts. We've got sample size guidance in the measurement sheet. Simply register at mgwdstudios.com/submit.
Final takeaways. 3 rules to run a valid poster test. 1. Force clarity with constraints. 2. Test fast and cheap. Small print runs, stickers, and local swaps. 3. Measure simply and repeat across contexts. If you follow those, you'll stop spending big money on polished bets that never get real feedback.
Grab the starter templates, measurement sheets, and example photos by registering at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Try one poster test this week. Post your results and a photo at the link, and we'll pull a few to discuss in a future episode. Subscribe to Learning with the Tools of the Imagination so you don't miss the follow-up, where we walk through listener tests. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. I'm Michael Wallace. See you next time.